Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Item number 5, authorizing the executive director to proceed with necessary actions to implement toll rate adjustments. Again, we turn it over to Matt Howard.
Thank you. This board item that the director has brought forward would authorize us to begin the formal public toll adjustment process and includes a report from our independent traffic engineer that reviews the thruway system-wide operating, debt service, and capital needs. It identifies projected additional revenue requirements and provides recommended toll adjustments for the authority to fulfill its obligation through the forecasted period. It also includes the draft regulations that would be submitted as part of the public rulemaking process that would progress over the course of the next year. Going forward, this formal process will include public hearings and ample opportunities for public comments on the proposed changes. At the end of this process, recommendations will be coming back to the board for final approval, and this item today represents the start of a transparent public process. The last system-wide New York Easy Pass toll adjustment outside of the Como Bridge occurred in 2010. Given that the authority currently receives no federal or state support for our operations, tolls account for 90% of the resources needed to maintain and operate our system. The impact of this was never more apparent, and we just discussed the impact when confronted by the dramatic effects that COVID had on our revenues. Again, in 2020, thruway toll revenues declined by 17%, or $125 million from prior levels. This magnitude of this reduction was 7 times greater than anything the thruway experienced in the last 40 years. In fact, as we just talked about, we're still recovering that lost ground. And as I mentioned earlier, the current projection is that revenues will be about $240 million lower than what we had forecasted prior to COVID for the 2020 through 2025 period. Still, we have managed to weather that storm, and it's a tribute to everyone in the authority and the strength of our organization that we were able to do so without the need of any federal or state COVID relief funds. As we talked about, since 2010, our annual operating budget growth has been limited to 1.7% per year, and every avenue has been pursued to restrain our expenses, be they for daily operations, debt service, or capital projects. Taking these actions have allowed us to extend the time frame between increases, but unfortunately, that can't continue indefinitely. Earlier, in relation to the budget, I had mentioned that the projected additional revenue need that begins in 2024 and continues to grow in future years will grow to roughly $250 million by 2031. These financial revenue pressures are a major factor in the item that the director has brought forward today. The second driving factor is the infrastructure needs we know will only grow over time. While we continue to invest our resources in the system, we also find ourselves managing aging infrastructure that was all put into service at roughly the same time in the 1950s. Further, in 2021, thruway staff conducted a needs assessment that identified $470 million in capital project needs that are presently not supported by the resources that we currently have available for the 23 through 26 capital program. This requires us to then shift and focus on the short-term solutions to maintain the service and safety and reliability of the road in the near term at the expense of being able to support addressing the longer term problem. And it's just like anything, when you can only focus on treating the symptoms, the longer you wait to address the underlying issue, the larger the problem becomes. By way of example, 75% of the thruway's bridges are more than 60 years old, and 80% of the roadway foundation dates back to the original construction of the system. We know that all of this infrastructure will eventually need to be addressed in the future. And it's imperative that we begin to do so in a responsible manner to ensure that the thruway remains one of the safest highways in the country. Again, it's that impact of the aging infrastructure and the revenue and financial pressures that resulted in the item before you today. So at this point, I'd like to provide a quick review of the plan itself. The recommendations submitted with this item include a plan for toll adjustments with the following components. Tolls will continue to remain frozen at their current rates in 2023. Base New York Easy Pass rates will increase by 5% on January 1st, 2024 and 2027. In 2024, this plan would equalize the current 15% non-New York Easy Pass differential and 30% toll by mail differential. So they both will have a 75% differential from the New York Easy Pass rate. As a result, non-New York Easy Pass rates currently 5.1 cents per mile for passenger cars, and toll by mail rates currently 5.8 cents per mile, will both increase to 8.6 cents per mile by 2027. Later in this presentation, I'm going to show how even with a 75% differential, the thruway non-New York Easy Pass and toll by mail rates will remain below the current levels of many other systems across the nation. Some of the lowest toll rates in the nation. Currently, the base New York Easy Pass toll rate for passenger vehicles is about 4.5%. That's the level it's been at since 2010. What this slide shows that through this plan, the rate will increase in 2024 to 4.7 and ultimately increase to 4.9 cents per mile in 2027. It's still near the bottom of this comparison. It's also important to note this rate, this 4.5 cent rate, going to 4.9 cents in 2027, will apply to roughly 74% of our customer base. So the vast majority of our customers will be paying at this low rate. As you can see, many states have toll rates that far surpass this proposed levels. Examples include the Garden State Parkway is about 40% higher than our current thruway rate here. The Indiana Toll Road is nearly double the current thruway rate, and the Pennsylvania Turnpike is more than triple the current thruway rates. So even after adjusting these figures up by 5% in 2024 and 2027, our thruway toll rates are going to remain below 5 cents a mile. But just as importantly, when we make that change, we don't even move up the list. So we stay at the bottom. We're not even displacing another toll. Toll system on this.
And that also assumes they don't increase rates even further, which would make us even more competitive.
Exactly. That's a comparison to current rates.
New Jersey's doing annual increases. They have for the last few years.
So this next slide tries to place, that change in the context of some common trips across the system. One example that it shows is that one of our highest traveled corridors from exit 24 in Albany to exit 25 in Schenectady, the toll will go from the current 27 cents to 29 cents by 2027. So if you think about it, the plan is limiting the increase over a 17-year time span from 2010 through 2027 for one of our most traveled corridors across the entire system to 2 cents. Another important factor here is if we were to have grown that rate by the consumer price index over that 2010 through 2027 period, it'd be 38% higher than the rates that are being proposed today. Moving forward, the next slide shows a comparison of our out-of-state and toll by mail rates. And before I begin to describe this slide, I think there's a real important point to note, which is anyone, anywhere can enroll in a New York Easy Pass. And for those who do, you will completely avoid the impact of the higher rates on this slide. You'll pay the New York Easy Pass rate. That being said, what this slide does show is how the thruways rates for out-of-state Easy Pass and toll by mail would still fall well below many other states. Examples here show that the current out-of-state toll rate for the Illinois Tollway is nearly 50% higher than the rate being proposed. And the current out-of-state rate for the West Virginia Turnpike is almost 68% higher than the rate we're proposing for 2027.
That's on the out-of-state segment.
Likewise, for the toll-by-mail rates, the proposed rate would still leave the thruway with toll rates below the current, as of today, rates from any other system, such as the Ohio Turnpike and Illinois Tollway. As has been said in the past, other states have higher differentials than what we're proposing today. As an example, the Massachusetts Turnpike has an 87% differential, and the Pennsylvania Turnpike has a 98% differential, among other systems. I think the bottom line point of this slide is that it's possible to increase the differential for these segments of our traveling public, that, you know, this group generally represents less frequent users, and they make up only about 26% of our customer base, that we can do that and still have toll rates that are well below the other states. I'm going to move on to the Governor Marion Cuomo Bridge. Beginning on January 1st, 2024, this plan would include annual 50-cent increases to the New York Easy Pass toll rates on the bridge during the period of 24 through 2027. This would bring the current base toll rates on the bridge from $5.75 to $7.75 in 2027. This plan will continue the commuter discount plan on the bridge. This is a 40% discount that would result in a $4.65 toll in 2027. And the plan would also increase the Westchester and Rockland resident discount program for the bridge. It would bring it from a 17% discount to a 20% discount, resulting in a toll of $6.20 in 2027. For these two discounts in total, they would apply to roughly 31% of the traffic on the bridge. And putting those increases in context, even after the proposed increases, the base bridge rate in 2027 would be 44% below the current rates today for the George Washington Gothels Bridge, which both are at $13.75. That would be 41% below the current rates today for the MTA bridges like the Verrazano, Whitestone, and Throgs Neck, which currently all have $13.10 tolls. Looking at the plan as a whole, one thing I'd want to point out is that in each of these recommendations for both the bridge and toll system-wide, there are commercial toll rate adjustments that we will see that are similar to the passenger adjustments that I just walked through. They're adjusted in a proportionate manner to, you know, the changes that are being made for passenger tolls. So to conclude, beginning this process will hopefully lead us down the path toward addressing our aging infrastructure and revenue needs in a manner that builds on the fact that it's been 14 years since the last increase took effect, that maintains the thruway's position as having some of the lowest tolls in the country, that supports a sound financial plan to meet our capital, operating expense, and debt service obligations, and allows us to address the projected revenue requirements of the authority while continuing to provide the safety and reliability of the system that the traveling public has come to expect. That concludes the summary. I'm going to stop right there and can answer any questions.
Questions for Matt. Let me ask one. I think it's important, maybe not a question, but to emphasize, and maybe you can clarify a little bit, how much federal money does the thruway get to do these capital projects, and how much COVID money came in to do capital projects on the thruway?
For both, the answer is zero.
I think it's important for people to know that. Any other questions for Matt?
Could you explain why, what you believe that the proposed increase will address the needs of the infrastructure?
Yeah, I think that through these changes, it will, A, allow us to produce the additional revenues necessary, not only to meet those projections that I walked through earlier, but also support additional capital work that will allow us to meet that $470 million that the director mentioned in the budget item to begin to start that process now. Because I think the underlying issue with aging infrastructure is you have a wave of bridges that have all been put into service at the same time. And the longer you wait, the harder it's going to get to be able to contend with, you know, replacing them all, you know, in an abbreviated timeframe.
And the more expensive it becomes.
Thanks.
I would add that you talked about the fiscal discipline and the fact that the authority's down 750 employees since 2010. We've kept the operating expenses less than 2% for that entire time, despite escalations that we all see in our own lives that have happened at the same time. And then COVID decimated revenues. We, as Bob just pointed out, received none of that federal money that other organizations did to mitigate that loss. We have a responsibility to maintain the infrastructure. I mean, this is safety. This is the driving public. And for me, you know, it's very easy to just say, no, we don't want toll increases. But I haven't heard any other solutions. And so, you know, while we expect that we'll get a lot of pushback from people, I would ask everybody to kind of tune in to offers of other solutions. How are we going to fix these bridges? How are we going to keep the road in the condition that it's in? How are we going to keep it plowed with these storms we already had in Buffalo this year? If people have a solution other than that, we will certainly listen to that. But this road is funded by the people who use the road. It's not a taxpayer-funded road. And I think there's still a big misunderstanding in the public about that. It's actually a great model. And for people who use the road, it's a tremendous benefit. And they pay a nominal fee relative to our neighboring states in order to do that. So, you know, I know we're going to have our work cut out for us in terms of working through this year-long transparent process. We want to hear from everybody. We know there'll be impacts. But I think the fact that the Thruway Authority has kept toll increases to zero over 14 years and still maintained the quality of the operation and the road is something to be, you know, to give pats on the back to the people who work here for. So we'll just work our way through that process. But I'm very comfortable with your presentation. Thank you.
And I just wanted to, I think you said it, but the commercial rate increases are not disproportionate to the ordinary traffic, right?
That's correct. They are actually exactly, you know, proportionate to the passenger toll rate adjustments.
Thank you.
So we're not asking businesses to carry a heavier load?
Correct.
Well, and again, I guess maybe Matt, could you, this is to the chair's point, this is the beginning of a transparent process, right? And so what's like step two? Maybe I'll ask.
Well, I mean, look, what the ask is your authorization today for us to enter that very public process. As Matt described, there'll be three public meetings across the state. We'll be taking input from people, from organizations all across the state. And considering all of that. So it'll be very transparent, very open. We're already continuing to gather comments from people, and we'll continue to do so. That's what today's action will do. It allows us to begin the process to move forward. And as a reminder, there's no tax increase in 2023, no toll increase rather in 2023.
Which is 3 years behind, beyond the commitment we made years ago. Keep
tolls
flat until 2020.
Right. So. I think this is a well thought out plan, and thank you, Matt, for both Matts for presenting it. And are there any other questions for Matt? If not, may I have a motion to advance this item?
So move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is approved.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.